What a special day and a special treat it is here on All Gas No Trash.
Indeed it is. Another album review for this week of, well, the beginning of March. We have the release of Ichigo Aoba's 7th album, if I'm not mistaken, Luminescent Creatures, that we're going to be reviewing. Dude, I have no idea what the fuck you're going to say, because...
I'm kind of excited because I've not heard any of this. I've never heard this person. I don't know shit about this. Yeah. This is a truly blind go in and listen with no previous anything. So good or bad, you're going to get a genuine fucking reaction.
It's actually been quite some time since I've listened to her music. The first fucking song that I've ever heard from her. And this is, I think, kind of well into her music or her discography. She had this song called Porcelain on her album called Windswept Adon or something like that. And I don't know why I was so fixated on this song, but it had like this fantasy element to it that I just couldn't, I don't know. I was obsessed with it. And truthfully, I have not like listened to her music since. I know her music's good, but this is the first time I've revisited her music in quite some time. So this is more or less a blind listen for me too. So I don't really know what to expect from this album. So I just wanted to listen to it just so we can hear it.
Oh, awesome. All right. Yeah. So anyways, and for those of you that are new and joining us for the first time, my name's Josh. He's Adam.
True story.
And I guess we should just fucking get right into it. So we have the first track. And if you never listened before, this is the way we do it, is we talk about, we say what the track name is that we're going to listen to, and then we pause our recording of it. You won't see a difference, but you can pause the podcast and you can listen to the song with us. We don't actually put it on here. You can listen to it, and then just when you're done listening to the song, unpause it, and we're like literally right back, and we'll talk about that song.
All right, my mistake. This is her 8th album. And Windswept Adon was her 7th. That shit, dude, it's been 5 years since I listened to her, and this is 5 years after the fact that she makes an album. Damn. But she's made singles and EPs or whatever, but it's been 5 years since her last album.
Yeah, that's crazy. But you know, as we know, most artists, that's how they operate. So anyways, we'll get started here with the, you can queue up your iTunes, your fucking Apple Music, your fucking Spotify, your fucking dog pile, I don't know.
Your fucking Napster.
Your fucking LimeWire, yeah. Your FrostWire, your whatever wire, I don't know.
Your MySpace media player. Your MySpace
media player. Your fucking WMV Windows media player.
So this first track is called Coloratura, which I imagine is like...
Coloratura.
Coloratura? Is that even a word?
I don't know. None of these are look like words except for... some of them.
It feels like a hybrid between color and the word creature.
Colory creatures.
Or a color. Yes, I don't know what the fuck it means. I don't know.
Anyways, all right, here we go. Let's give it a listen. This will be Coloratura, track one off of Ichigo Aoba's album Luminescent Creatures. All right, that was Coloratura off of Luminescent Creatures. All right. You might think I'm crazy after this, but
dude, okay. I like how you have to prepare me for this. You can just say whatever you want. I'm not going to judge you.
No, I know. I know. But I'm just saying, I just put that out there. Right? Okay. So as I'm sitting here listening to this, okay, I got like in my mind, like this is like the next level of hold music when you're like going to make a complaint at like Verizon and like you're about to talk to the regional manager. Like this is like the almost the final boss fucking like their intro music of like, oh man, they're about to come out and they're going to come out fucking swinging. Like you better get ready to get your ass torn into. All right, because this regional manager of Verizon has had a bad fucking day, and he is not his wife is mad at him. All right, he just got fucking like his pay cut, and you wanting to get a discount of $6 on your bill is not the way he imagined his day going right now. And like, you better get ready to get your ass tore up. And now, having said that, I actually thought this song was very enjoyable.
Keep going.
That fucking like those. What is it, like a mandolin or like a like some kind of a violin thing that's doing the. But that chimes, that man, expert use of the chimes, just like whatever the fuck those are called. Chimes, I guess, is what they're called. But yeah, man, that was fucking great. It was so... I really feel like this album is going to be like a baby. It's going to transformative my mind. And I'm going to, I can already feel this is like Shinbangumi. Like this is, I'm, oh shit. This is like, my mind is about to get fucked right now.
Dude, this is, I mean, this is like very much like the same feeling of listening to Porcelain again, because there's like this fantastic fantasy element, right?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm being, and I know this isn't right, because I don't even know if aquatic nymphs exist.
Oh man, but that, like, that would be, yeah,
like I feel like I just walked into a forest. Oh, even though, even the song,
aren't aquatic nymphs just mermaids?
Oh, I guess maybe you're right. Yeah,
they, or sirens, or, yeah, yeah, there you go, yeah, there you go,
something like that, yeah. Right, I feel like I I know it's about water and the what was the lyrics, it says the sail. Let me look it up real quick.
It was to the wave of sails, the wind blows with the Japanese people.
Yeah. So I guess I got a contradictory idea that I was walking through like a forest and I was greeting, yeah, like the voices in the beginning. I'm like, oh, those are like wood nymphs, like they're greeting you or whatever. But dude, the thing that first came to mind was Studio Ghibli type of movies,
man. Yeah.
Or films. And also like, what was that Zelda game that came out on the Switch? Was it something of the wind?
The Wind Waker?
No, it's not Wind Waker. Breath of the Wild?
Breath of the Wild. Oh,
like, because okay, it had like a lot of piano ballad songs. Like,
oh, it, like, yeah.
But so the anchor of the song is like the piano itself. Right, that's the thing that kind of drives the music forward. But dude, there's all these great things. I couldn't tell. I mean, I imagine it's a flute. I don't think it's a clarinet. But that flute is fucking awesome. Like, it feels like a cool breeze and shit.
Yeah, man.
And then the chimes, it creates like the fantasy element, I guess you could say. And I think there was a harp in the background as well. Dude, this is like, I know this isn't orchestral or whatever, or it kind of somewhat is, but just all the elements of the music working together to create like this imagery within my fucking head. Like, I definitely felt like I was on a fucking, like, reading the lyrics and hearing it. Yeah, you definitely feel like you're on cruising on a boat, and this cool breeze of music is just kind of guiding you. Like, it's so cool. It's so badass. It gave me goosebumps.
Yeah, man, that was fucking legit. So, all right, let's get into the next song here, which is Coordinates. So we looked it up, and it's the Hatteruma Island Lighthouse. And you can go to Google Maps, you can type in the coordinates, and you can put the little man on the place, and it'll show you right to it, and it'll show you this little tiny lighthouse.
I wish there was some lore to it, like, if, because I don't know if the song is going to say anything about anything, because I don't know if this is going to be somewhere between an instrumental album and also maybe some singing, but by indication of the next track, or at least on Genius, it doesn't seem like there's any lyrics for this.
Yeah, it doesn't. It says that you get a lot of stars in the night sky because of the geographic location and the minimal light pollution.
Okay,
this is like just off of visit Okinawa in Japan. This is like their website.
Okay.
It just says it's a day trip or overnight excursion. It says night skies. Oh yeah, here it is. It says it's even possible to view the Southern Cross constellation, with the best time being in the cool, clear evenings from late April to mid June.
So do you think she's going to try to emulate this through music itself? I think so, man.
Yeah. I think so. This might be some really cool shit we're about to fucking hear. So,
yeah.
All right, here we go. So this is the coordinates for Hatteruma Island Lighthouse.
Dude, you want to know what's crazy is like how artists can even conceive the idea of emulating things through sound. What the fuck? How is she going to emulate twinkling stars or a lighthouse through music?
I don't know, man. Like, look at Millennial Frog, for example, like the whole Based in Space Build. All right. That whole album, each song was about each space program iteration that NASA's had from its inception until like the modern day.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, and Trent made it represented through sound. I don't know. So anyways, all right, here we go. Let's listen to this lighthouse song. All right, that was the Hatteruma Lighthouse Coordinates. What was your thoughts on that one?
All right. I was expecting lyrics to for this song, so I don't actually know what she says, so there's nothing really to say about the lyrics themselves. But what I do find interesting is that it was neither the things that we talked about, but
correct,
it was also still associated with the ocean, because I think it was like a cello or a viola that were playing like the lowest string possible, and it was like this sustained note, and it reminded me of like a fucking foghorn. Yeah. So like, I'm like, that's cool.
That was fucking cool. All right. You remember in 2006 when the Halo 3 was coming out, all right? And they had those commercials. They were like these CG commercials, and there was one where it was them as kids. Mm. It was Master Chief like as a kid or whatever, and he's sitting on this grass.
Yeah.
And it's like dark out, and they're just talking about like whatever, and then it like it goes, and then like it shows him, he's concussed or whatever. Like that right there was like that music that's when that Starry Night, like fucking music, like that fucking captured that perfectly, I felt like. And then that foghorn, that violin or whatever, cello or whatever you said, like that low string, that foghorn noise. I imagine that's like, I literally imagined, okay, I'm in it's a foggy night, and this lighthouse is spinning the thing, and I'm just hearing this. That was pretty cool.
All right. Yeah, go ahead.
Considering that we don't know what the fuck she was actually saying.
For this song in particular.
Yeah.
But I also, there was a guitar in there, and I think what the play style is called pizzicato in Italian, but it basically means to be plucked. Okay. So there was like, there was something of a twinkling effect or whatever. That was there, but man, this song, for as short as it was, reminded me of like the title screen for like a Legend of Zelda game.
Yeah,
like you just see the grass, like the rolling grass fields.
Yep,
and you just like, and then the
it's just the title.
The like, title the like screen, pops up. I'm like, this is great.
Yeah, man, this is great. God damn it, this is gonna be. I feel like this is gonna be a good one.
Anyways. So we're on to the next track. So if we end up, we might. Taking a pause probably before the end of the album just to see if we can find the lyrics for the coordinate track, or the track that has coordinates in it.
Yeah.
The second track. Well, maybe we'll go back to it at the very end just to see if there's
any
lyrics. But now we're on to the third track, which is what?
It is Matt. Wait. God damn it. It fucking person. Wait, this is track three. Mazamun. I don't know how to say words. Track three. Mazamun. Here we go. All right, that was Mazuman. God damn. All right. Okay, so I literally have in my head, that. That was funny. I'm sorry. How the fuck we are. Fart humor is always a number one in my book. All right. Anyways, go ahead.
What were you gonna say?
I had in my head that this is at like the end of a movie of a Gundam or something like that. Some kind of mecha anime or movie.
Yeah.
And like it's raining. The dude who's the main character is like, he's dying in his cockpit. Like his shit is all fucked up. It's like, it's showing the outside. It's showing the inside of him. And then like he dies. He's remembering a flashback to all of his like childhood memories and shit. And then like he dies. And then it like fast forwards, and it's showing him like decomposing and becoming one with the soil again. Mm. Like that line that she said about expanding the mycelial message map. God damn, man.
Referring to mushrooms.
Fungus and mushrooms and shit like that. That was fucking great. That was fucking awesome.
Yeah, and it's in reference to the previous song too, talking about the coordinates. And now that we know the lighthouse is referenced in this song, that's a cool callback. And dude, I got like fucking anime vibes, like Spike Spiegel from Cowboy Bebop, when they're showing the very beginning of the series and you hear like that jukebox sound. Where it's like showing how he supposedly died, but he's technically alive throughout the series. But he goes back to that moment facing what's that guy's name? Is it Vicious?
Yeah, I think Vicious.
Yeah, so he needs to go back to that moment of fighting him so that he could find out if he's alive or dead and all that shit. But anyways, it gave me that type of feeling because that song, I forgot what the song's called, but there's like a jukebox effect. And man, this song had that jukebox thing, but also there was like the softest bits of like percussion that it sounded like raindrops. Like it was so minute, like you could barely tell, but if you pick up your speaker loud enough, you can hear it. I'm sure. But there was also like, I think the song started with Ocean Waves.
Yeah.
And there's also like a vinyl scratch.
Yeah. That's
overlaid
really
on top
man.
Of it. And I don't know, man, I'm smitten with this. I'm smitten with this fucking song. And,
there's also, I don't know if you've, but so far there's also like this, I don't know how to describe it. And I don't know if this is as accurate as it can be, but there's this like extremely strong, like femininity to these songs, man. Like it's this strong, like it's
aside from the, like the fact that there's a woman singing.
Yeah, no, but like the air of the essence of the songs is like this, it's like a powerful, like, I don't know.
The songs feel ethereal to me.
Yeah, but it's like a powerful, like female feel to it. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like, this is what it feels. And it's, yeah, ethereal is a good way to put it, too.
Yeah. There's a story being told within this song, right? But it's the fact that, like, they're not really connect. Because she's talking about raindrop, like, knitting raindrops, gifts to insects and tree roots. Expanding the mycelial message map, talking about light boats. These things are like not really connected, but because of virtue of being on this song and like it feels like it's painting a picture as opposed to telling like a story. Like the ambience of the song is the story as opposed to like the story itself.
Yeah.
Because the from line to line, they don't really connect.
Right.
But I don't know.
I mean, but it. And it also could be due to it being a translation of the original thing. And who knows how accurate.
Yeah.
You know, whoops. Who knows how accurate this translation are. We're just trusting so that these fools on Genius or whoever actually did it correctly.
Yeah, I do. OK, so I do like this thing about the very beginning of the song. It says, I can hear you humming from the edge of the galaxy. And at the very end of it says, I am someone, or it says, clock, grass, hypnosis, human voice. I am someone's get lost in the story, pile up memory and tower. Like, I don't know what that means, dude, but it feels prolific.
Dude, clock, grass, hypnosis. You know what that makes me think of?
What?
That makes me think of, you remember when we were kids and you go outside and you're playing and you just have no idea of the concept of time?
Yeah.
Like, the grass has now hypnotized you into this, I don't know, alternate reality where time doesn't exist. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, bam, it's done. And you got to go inside because it's dark.
Yeah.
Like clock grass hypnosis. What a great fucking, I'm going to use that in something.
Yeah. And then again, this part about get lost in the story, pile up memory as if this is more like a, like what you were describing. If it was a childhood memory, pile it up.
Yeah.
In the memory. And then like this tower, I don't know if this tower has magical elements, but it's like when you are around something that triggers a memory within you, like that it has that aura or feeling. I don't know, man. This is great music.
This is fucking excellent. Yeah. You know what's crazy is this is unlike anything we've ever fucking listened to before. And I think this is, I mean, obviously this lady's been around for, this is her eighth fucking album.
Yeah.
But, I don't think this is going to get mainstream play over here, obviously.
Oh, she's doing all right for herself.
Yeah, no, I'm sure she's doing fine, but I'm just saying over here in our, most people that listen to this show probably have never heard of her.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't really know.
You know, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
So anyways, all right, let's go to the next one. This is Tower.
Oh, cool.
Track number 4, Tower. All right, that was, wait, what song was that? Tower. What'd you think about that one?
Oh, dude, it was so good. I loved it. It started off with like a piano ballad, right?
Yeah.
And then it transitioned into like a waltz song.
Yeah, man.
And I was like, oh, fuck. And then it started adding on things. There was like this cello that was played in the background. You can hear like the guy like thumbing.
Yeah, thumbing it. Yeah.
thumbing or plucking it. And then there was like a string quartet. There was like an arrangement of a string quartet, the violins, the viola. And I was like, fucking A, dude. And then it went back to being a piano ballad again. And can you pull up the lyrics again?
Yeah.
Let me see. Looked at the night sky. When I hear the sound of the feathers, I open up my lid of dreams, memories shake.
Dude, man, that line, the opening the lid of dreams, man, like, dude, that's like opening your skull and fucking like that.
Yeah, some severance type of shit.
Yeah, man.
I love where your mind can wander with this music. Dude, this is just call this Tranquility the fucking album. The lyrics are very cool because, again, it's talking about like dreams and shit. And then once your dreams are invaded with like bugs or insects or bullshit, it's like, oh, if it only if it was only for a split second that I can fucking dream. Oh, at least I have that. I can take solace in having that moment of being at peace or exploring my mind or creativity or whatever. And then for it all to be shaken by reality, by bugs or other things, whatever. I mean, at least I have it. But everything from the lyrics to the instrumentals and even the vocals from Ichigo, like, dude, it just puts you in a weird, like, tranquil state. Like, I feel docile right now, dude.
Yeah, man, this is how the Illuminati's gonna keep us down, man. With fucking Ichigo Aoba music, all right?
Dude, I think if anybody had any type of anxiety or needed to, like, relax, dude, you listen to this fucking album, you will be at peace. Like, yeah, no man. Doubt.
Yeah, absolutely. And I will say, I imagine, right, as I'm listening to this song, I just imagine a blank screen, okay, and then Hideo Kojima presents. This could be in any fucking Hideo Kojima song.
Josh Stranding.
Yeah. Josh Stranding. Metal Gear Josh.
Oh, God, a weapon is the best Metal Gear.
Josh Gear Solid.
Fucking A, dude.
So, yeah, I thought that was fucking great, man. Excellent. Excellent fucking so far.
All right. I mean, I already liked the song when it started, but when it turned into
it picked itself up. Yeah, man, I was like, oh shit.
Yeah. That was just cool as fuck. It was very playful.
And it was a very seamless transition too, man. It was fucking great.
Yeah.
God damn it, Ichigo Aoba. Now I'm gonna have to go back and listen to all your other shit after this. God damn it.
Yeah, this is good, dude.
It is excellent. All right, so let's get on to the next track, which is going to be track number, what is this, 5?
I believe so.
Track number 5.
How many tracks are there? 10?
11, I believe. It said on the internet. That was track number 5, Aurora. Aurora, here we go. Track number 5.
Oh, shit, it's not translated.
All right, that was Aurora. And man, okay, so I had a whole, like, fucking Western ending scene movie out of this.
Oh, you do, huh?
Like, it's the two guys, it's like the end of the movie, it's like the gunfight, all right? The final gunfight between the antagonist and the protagonist, and it's like, it goes to that, like, right before where just everything just goes silent, all right? There's people around, they're chitter-chattering, and it just zones out. Silence. And then this song starts playing, and they're just staring at each other, and, like, it zooms in on one dude's eyes, and then it shows, like, his little fucking, like, flashbacks of his life or whatever, and then it zooms in on the other guy's eyes, same thing, it shows his other flashbacks of his life, and it's like their paths have crossed at this intersection where now one of them will die, and then it just shows them standing there, and then they both just go for the gun, and then you just black, and you just hear gunshots, and the music stops, and then this kicks back on, and it just fades to, like, the sky as she's talking about, like, as she looks up and all she sees is the sky and stuff, and then it just slowly pans down onto the headstone of, like, the guy who lost, and then it just goes credits, and this just takes you out. Like, fuck, man, that's fucking great. That oh, fuck, man.
So this is differed by the other songs where it was a lot of piano and other accompanied instruments, and this one This one is strictly just acoustic guitar, which is fine. I mean, at this point, she could do no wrong.
At this point, she could be literally farting into the microphone and it would be
genius.
Pure genius. Pure gold.
Dude, this song is fucking great. I mean, especially lyrically, because there's a part where she's talking about angel and devil bundle, right?
Right, yeah.
So I think in my estimation or my interpretation of the song is that she's trying to throw out the idea, like, who gives a fuck about morality when you look at how expansive the sky is or even like the stars and everything?
Yeah.
Like, because, you know, total disregard for right and wrong or good and evil in this world. Like, look at the fucking beauty of the universe. Is what I got out of this.
Yeah,
song.
And it's kind of just showing, like, I mean, like, that end, it's perfect for a song for that end sequence, like I told you, because it really just shows you the insignificance of our lives. Because at the end of it, these two guys had this whole life experience individually, and then one of them died in this moment. But how insignificant it was compared to the greater fucking galaxy that exists.
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
Great song.
Great fucking song. God damn. All right.
Wait, we're on track 6 or 7?
Track 6. Yeah, track 6, which is flag, all capitals.
Flag?
Flag, all caps, no trash.
Oh, dude, I thought it was like report song as a like flag a song or whatever.
Flag?
Because you copy like the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. That was funny.
Flag and report. Anyways, all right, here we go. Flag. All right, that was track number 6, flag. What do you think about that one?
Dude, I'm not going to pretend I have any idea about what that particular song was about. All I could say is I just like the feel of it. And it feels like they, in my eyes, or rather in my ears, I get the feeling that adding reverb to her voice is to simulate like aquaticness,
yeah.
Like water. Like her voice almost comes across like a whale giving off, you know, sonar. And then there's a point where somebody hops in, I think probably around the chorus, but I can't really say because we don't know at what point she's like,
well, we don't know what the fuck she's actually,
where she's at.
Yeah.
So she was doing this harmony with another voice. I'm like, man, this is good. This is just great fucking music, dude.
Dude, and then that part where when the guitar, like, it picks up and it just starts fucking... dude, that went hard, man. Yeah. That was like a... bing, bing, bing. The angrily playing the guitar. I was like... like,
yeah.
Oh, man, that was fucking great.
And obviously, there's something going on with talking about, like... I mean, because at the very beginning of the song, they talk about being reborn.
Yeah.
And being around this lighthouse, but also as if going to the water... I don't know if it solves your problems, but and then they talk about a boat. I don't know why, but I really like that part where she's talking about, like, just above where it says the lead sky licks my forehead, a boat that stands that sheds tears, like as if a boat were to crash on top of a wave and the droplets of water are just kind of like dripping off. Like, I don't know. It's just very, very beautiful.
It is very, very beautiful. Oh, all right, cool.
Are you going to pretend you have any idea?
I have no idea what the fuck. I have no idea. I am in the same boat as you. I have no idea what the fuck that song was about. But honestly, it doesn't even matter. That's just how good this is. Mm. There's a couple of fucking awesome lines in there. Like you said about, like, being reborn and, like, the thing with the boat. That was fucking cool. Basically, like, go to the water. Like, this, like you said, maybe this will solve all your problems. That's where you can just let your cares float away, essentially.
And within, like, literature, water is significant in
cleansing,
terms, like, cleansing or rebirth or renewal.
Yeah, so it makes sense. But yeah, all right, so the next song, track number 7, Cochlea claims this is an instrumental, so there will be no lyrics.
Okay, so interesting that she brings up the cochlea, because that's a part of the eye, and she mentioned a retina. I forgot what the retinas are. The retinas are like the cord that's attached to the back of your eye, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
but the cochlea is also part, wait, I take it back. Cochlea is part of your ear, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, why don't I just Google machine it? Cochlea.
Cochlea.
Cochlear implant. Cochlea. is the spiral cavity of the inner ear containing the organ of Corti, which produces nerve impulses in response to sound vibrations. Oh, oh, that's why it's an instrumental. So that makes a lot of sense. All right. Well, here we go. Track number 7, Cochlea. All right. That was Cochlea.
I feel like I just got my aura cleaned. Cleansed.
I agree. But like, I literally, what that song was only 57 seconds long and it was only an instrumental. But dude, in that, I lived a lifetime in that 57 fucking seconds.
Yeah.
I was literally in an open air market, a fish market on that island. And we were, I was like sitting there and it's just like, it was literally, it was the second day. This is how specific this was. It was the second day of spring. Okay. And I could feel the cool ocean air upon my skin, lightly misting, if you will. And I was looking quite fabulous, glistening in the wind. All right. And it was just like, there's the seagulls fucking flopping around. And like, I could smell the fish and everybody's getting ready. It's like 7:30 in the morning and everybody's getting ready to like open up at 8 a.m. for the shop, for everybody to come and like, you know, fucking get their fish or their shrimps or whatever. And it's just this like bustling, it's bustling for a small fishing village. And it's just like, there's just like this happiness, man, where like nobody has any real problems. Like nobody's worried about how their stocks are doing
or how many likes they have in a post.
Nobody gives a fuck about Instagram. And it's just like, fuck, man, that's what wholesome is, dude. Like, fuck, dude, that was so good.
Yeah.
Oh,
man, it was cool because there was the chimes and I can't really tell what instrument was in the background to simulate like a, like a foghorn, maybe it was like a clarinet being played on the lowest note or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was a trumpet. I don't know what the fuck it was, but.
Or maybe it was an actual foghorn. Who knows?
Yeah. And then they had, there's like this layer of aquatic noises, like water.
Yeah, man.
In the midst of it. And dude, it just takes you. I just imagine walking around in a Japanese like oceanside village and you go out to the balcony of one of these businesses or like a house or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And you're just like staring out into the ocean. There's nothing but cool ocean breeze and just water fucking flowing, crystal clear skies. Man, it brings about tranquility.
Yeah, I agree. Very excellent. All right, let's go to the next song, which is going to be track number 8, Luciferine.
I'm scared.
Yeah, I'm a little worried. I wonder what this is going to be about. Anyways, here we go. Track number 8, Luciferine. All right, that was track number 8, Luciferine. Man, all right. Interdimensional Space Goonies. Okay, hold on, hear me out. Okay. Yeah. I don't know what it's called. All right. I don't know what it's called. But these kids, they have some kind of a starship. All right. And then they've got it in it through nefarious means somehow. They're like space pirates, but they're kids, like Lord of the Flies in space. And they somehow travel to Earth and they meet up with like with these Earth kids. And then they're like, oh fuck, we gotta fix our ship. And so they go on these adventures and then they end up taking the Earth kids with them back to like their space travels. And they basically recruit them to be part of their like interdimensional pirate bandit crew. And like that's this song is like as they're traveling through space and they're doing hijinks and whatnot. This fucking song is that, man. God damn, that was so good. It had that like that twinkling ethereal fucking feeling to it, man. Like it tickled the inside of my skull.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed it quite thoroughly.
Dude, there was a part, oh my god, there was so much to enjoy. This felt like you were descending. Oh shit! I wasn't even holding the mic.
Wow.
Dude, this song was fucking crazy off the chain. For starters, this song was a little bit faster paced compared to the other songs. But dude, it was like layering on the strings, and the strings would get really loud, and then they would come back like a tide breaking,
yeah.
And then peeling it back. And I think it was coming in the chorus, but in the latter portion of the song, they incorporated like harmonies from other like female voices.
Yeah, man.
Dude, it straight up sounded like some fucking Little Mermaid shit.
Yeah.
Like it literally sounded like fucking mermaids, dude. It was crazy as fuck. And then there was like this metallic whisking sound. It wasn't a harp, but it was like this. It was something that was like a harp, but it was metallic whisking.
Yeah,
is the best way I could describe it. But I think I'm starting to figure out what this album is kind of like maybe centered around potentially.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you have like this conjunction, or rather this junction of words. It's coloratura or coloratura, right?
Yeah.
I feel like it's like a hybrid between color and like creature. And it's like a chromatic creature, right? And I feel like we've been getting that like audio in sonic fashion, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But there's like this, now that we come to the song with it being called Luciferine, like a hybrid of a marine thing and Lucifer, and she's talking about, because you know like Lucifer is like the light bringer, and she's been talking about light.
Yeah, yeah.
And she also talked about monsters in one song, right, or the second track. Like, I feel like she's Satan in a weird way, that she's trying to guide people back to like a primitive version of themselves. Because she talks about there was life before words were even spoken.
Yeah.
And then she is telling people to like be selfish with their time, be selfish with like their experience of like experience of life, because she said eat the world or eat the stars or enjoy the world or something like that. And I feel like she's Satan or like a Promethean figure, and she's like the light bringer to us, the listeners, and he's like, be selfish with your time, enjoy life itself. But she's kind of like messianic too.
Yeah,
it's weird, dude.
It is weird, man. Yeah. It's so good though.
It's cool as fuck.
I don't know why. I just in the thought of my head about that stupid thing with the kids, and like the space pirate kids are from the planet Chromacopia.
Chromacopia.
Like all they do is Chromacopia. That's like the call sign that they fucking they dance to and shit.
Can you feel the light?
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Dude, this is probably maybe my favorite song.
Yeah, I think this is the best song on here so far. My favorite, like number one.
It's so good.
Right now. It is so good. All right. So now we go on to track number 9.
Oh, no, it's almost over.
I know. So sad. Which is Pirsomnia. Pirsomnia. What is that, a word? Is that
another hybrid word. Like maybe? It sounds like Persephone and insomnia.
Insomnia. So let's just see. Is Pirsomnia an actual word? There's Parasomnia. But that's not it. Sleep disorder.
Oh, I thought it was like Persephone.
No, it's Pirsomnia. Yeah, that's not a real word. Song. It's a song by Japanese musician Ichiko Aoba. Yeah, no shit.
Song.
All right, let's see here.
Dude, all I have right, no. Maybe the song will tell us something about what's going on.
Probably not. Here we go. All right, that was Pirsomnia. Man, that was a very like sleepy. It was like, okay, Pirsomnia is obviously some kind of weird word that's a hybrid. It was like it wanted to put you to sleep, but you can't sleep. I don't know. It's like that's like the vibe I got. Like it was trying to lull someone to sleep, but it's like, oh, you can't sleep because you just need to keep listening to this. Like it's like hypnotic in a way. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, this is the most like ominous track.
Yeah.
Of the album, like it did not have any hope. I don't know if it was hopefulness or happiness to it.
Yep.
But dude, it made me think of this scene. I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Artificial Intelligence from Steven Spielberg.
Yeah.
Because talking about like the previous song about it felt like you were descending into the ocean, like she lured you into joining her or whatever. Like you've reached the depths of depths in the ocean, and you're now at this like icy or glacial portion, and now you're fucking trapped here. And it reminds me of the scene from Artificial Intelligence when the little kid, the robot, he's stuck in this like this vehicle or whatever, and he descended down to this amusement park to find the blue fairy.
Mm.
And she's not real, but he believes it's real because he was told the story that was basically Pinocchio, and he believes that if he makes this wish, he'll come to life or whatever. And the scene turns into like 2,000 years have gone by, and there's like this supernatural being, or not supernatural, but these aliens that exist, and by now Earth has basically been destroyed, or there's no humans left, and he's like the last remnants of Earth or robots, and they find him, and they come to him initially as the blue fairy, but then they actually show their like their true forms or whatever. And it just reminded me of that scene where he's waiting for something to happen, and literally nothing happens for like centuries. So that's what the song gives the feeling like. You're frozen in fucking time.
It's
at
time
the bottom at the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, it's time horror.
Yeah, like, it's weird, dude.
Yeah, it's like you're trapped in this insomniac state, and you can't escape, and you know it. Like, it's like you, it's doing everything it can to be like, oh yeah, you're gonna go to sleep, but I know you're not. Ah, you bitch.
Yeah, and as I said before, I mean, there was like this icy quality to the piano, and it's just like tapping, and it's echoing, and it's like, what the fuck, dude? It feels like an ice level in a fucking video game.
Yeah, man, like, I feel like this was like in Donkey Kong, you're in the snow level. This was like the creepy snow level or whatever, and like, that was fucking cool. Or this would be really good on like Squid Games. This
Squid
is like
Games?
The trailer, like the trailer for like the new season of Squid Games.
Yeah,
would be fucking appropriate. Anyways, all right, so let's get to track number 10, Sonar.
Okay,
here we go. All right, that was Sonar. Man, I will say, this last like third of the album has taken a very dark turn. Like, it is getting darker, but it's bleak and darker by the minute. Like, that song was fucking dark as shit.
You think so?
Yeah, I feel like it was. Just like that. And then that I don't know what it was, like that key. It was like, it was a key on the keyboard that was like that sonar ping. That That was fucking amazing.
Yeah.
That was so goddamn cool. Like, this song gave me existential dread.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like something's, it's like telling you like the world's ending basically, but it's like, oh, don't worry, it's okay. But then all the meanwhile, the sonar is pinging, and like, something is coming to kill you right now. It's on the horizon. It's just out of the range of the sonar. It's just picking it up. Like,
or it's like the beginning of a new world, like the old world died. Yeah. And there's this thing about a light being flashed, right?
Like, oh yeah. Nukes.
Flashing beyond the darkness. Someone is singing, like, cause I don't know, man, there's something about Luciferine and Lucifer being like the light bringer and shit.
Yeah.
And then it's the light that fell long ago pretending to be a soul.
Yeah, that's Lucifer.
I'm breathing in your body, like, as if
possessing.
I don't know what that is, but. And then like the last part, I don't know why, but this is the coolest thing ever. Like the outro, it says it's flashing beyond the darkness, like as if the world has ended, right? But it's the first song, like the light is the first song of this new world or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Like the opening, like the new day on the new world. This is the first
song. This is the first song.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what in actuality this song is about. Like, this is my best guess at it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But even if I don't know what the fuck is going on, this is the best shit ever, dude.
Oh, it is. It is so fucking good. All right. So now this brings us to the final album or the final song, which it's something in Japanese. Wakusei no Namida, which, I mean, I guess I'm going to have to Google this and see what the fuck that means.
I have to translate it, but man, I just have to bring up real quickly. So it's made known to us that last song, Sonar, was a single, and it's a single because it has different album art. And within the album art, she's like, she's floating in midair. Yeah. Dude, it's crazy.
All right, so Wakusei no Namida is Planet's Tears.
Oh, what the
Jesus fuck is this? I'm telling you, man.
Dude, this is like some Evangelion shit. Dude. What the fuck is going on?
I feel like there's going to be some kid jerking off on us in our fucking coma right now.
Yeah, so the world is ending. Or for humans, it has ended, but the world continues to go. Because the last, what was the last like lyrics from the previous song? Is like, oh, the world is closed, but it still exists.
Yeah, even if the world closes, it'll still be there or something like that. Like,
yeah,
that's fucking crazy. All right, so here we go. Fucking the last song, Planet's Tears. Here we are. All right, that was dude. All right, I have to say, that song, that was like, okay, The Legend of Zelda, The Planet's Tears, like the game, like that's, it's like Link failed and now you're some new, and the world ended somehow. And now you're this new character, like Link's dead, like everyone's dead. You're just in this new universe. The Earth has been reborn or whatever planet you're on. And now you're like, this is like the opening of the game, man. Like that, it's like, oh yeah, yeah, we fucked up, but like, you know, oh, there's wind. Like, you know, at least there's wind and you can, you know, you can set sail and, you know, maybe find happiness. I don't know, but well, this is going to suck for a minute.
Yeah. I feel like an amoeba that just got brought into the yeah. world, a single cell amoeba that's brought into this new world. But, no, I mean, if I had to talk about this song on a serious note, yeah, it did feel like the last third of the album felt like a dissension from the old world and you're frozen in time. And then obviously the world ends and you're brought into this new world and this messianic figure that's probably Satan or something yeah. is the light bringer. And then you're greeted by the first song, which is light itself or something like it. Cause then it mentions like a song of a billion light years or some shit like that.
Yeah.
And it's like this open, vast world of just water. I was going to make this joke that Ichigo Aoba is a fucking a flat earther because she's talking about the tears of the earth, like spilling over
into space time. Yeah.
I'm kidding on that.
Dude, but what if that's true, though? What if hey, man, I'd love to talk to her about the flat earth theory. I have some thoughts on that. And the ice wall.
Don't start, dude.
Hey, Ichigo, if you're a fucking conspiracy theorist, please hit us up. We'd yeah. love to talk to you.
But overall, just a cool song because it says like, oh, hello, first world. Goodbye. It was nice knowing you. Welcome to the new world. Set sail abroad into the vast oceans of yeah. this fucking new. It's so cool, dude.
Yeah, it is. God damn, that this, was fucking great.
Man. Without question, dude. And I know you probably feel the same way. Yep. This album is a fucking 10 out of 10, dude.
Fucking 10 out of 10. Yeah. As soon as we listened to that last song, it cemented it in my mind.
Yeah.
10 out of fucking 10.
Certified banger, dude.
Certified hood banger. Game Rage fucking album. Oh, man. This might be album. I hope this could be album of the year. I don't know already.
Dude, it's going to be hard to top. And that's with me looking forward to the fact that Nice has their yeah. Nice has their debut album on the way. I'm looking forward to that. But this one is going to be pretty fucking hard to top. And that's with the fact that there's a language barrier. Yeah, that's true.
Jesus Christ. This lady transcended language. All yeah. right? And spoke in the universal language of music.
Yeah.
And reached out, touched the hearts. All right. God damn, that was man, so good.
I don't know what the fuck you just said, yep. but you reached out.
Touched my
heart. Ichigo Aoba, Luminescent Creatures, certified hood banger, dude.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Doesn't get any better than this. This was the first, and maybe it's going to be the only 10 out of 10 album of this year, because I don't know how anything else is going to top this.
Yeah, I don't know, man. This may have skewed our entire rating system for the rest of the year.
Oh, my God. So good.
Yeah, there's transcendent is what that is.
Yeah.
And man, I honestly am that has inspired me how to go back and listen to some her other shit now just to see what that was about and just see what I can jump into. And maybe we'll have to do some reviews of some old shit of hers because we'll never find anything good enough to beat it.
Dude, this album was so fun. I had no expectations whatsoever.
None.
And my mind was blown consistently throughout the album.
Yeah, and if you've never heard of Ichigo Aoba just like we hadn't, then fuck, you're in for a real treat to go listen to this fucking album fully. And I hope you've listened with us, and I hope you tell your friends. Tell everybody, because man, people should be listening to this shit.
Yeah, dude. This may be like my routine. This might be my nighttime routine. Just like listening to this fucking album yeah. and going to sleep.
Yep, just going into the rotation, man. Fucking A. Anyways, man, so good. 10 out of 10. You got anything else?
What a like transcendent, ethereal, existential experience yeah. this whole album was, dude.
It was, man. It was illuminating.
Yeah.
Luminescent. Luminary. I don't know. Anyways, you got anything else to add?
No, man. This is yeah. this is a fucking great album.
This
dude.
Was a great yeah. album. Go check it out. Go fucking pay for it. Support Ichigo Aoba. Or at least stream it on things that you get credit for. Anyways, all right, that'll be it. Good one. Check it out. We'll catch you guys on whatever the fuck the next one is.